Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Former Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe arrested on allegations of misusing public funds. China's ambassador to India, Xu Feihong, expresses hope that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's forthcoming visit to SEO summit will give fresh impetus to Indo-China bilateral ties. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assures India's support for UN efforts on gender parity and world peace. And leading minority rights group of Pakistan raises serious concerns over systematic persecution of religious minorities in the country. And now, the news in detail. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe was remanded to police custody until 26th of August on charges of misusing public funds. Mr. Wickremesinghe has sought bail, citing health conditions including heart disease and cancer of his wife. He was arrested after appearing before the Criminal Investigation Department and later produced in the Colombo Fort Magistrates Court. We now go over to our Colombo correspondent Ahmed Muin Farooqi for more. Mr. Farooqi, what are the details of today's development?
Anuja, you're right. The news has just come out now that the court has decided to reject the bail application of the former president, Mr. Wickremesinghe. He's been remanded to police custody until 26th of August. Initially, he was supposed to present himself before the Criminal Investigation Department today for investigation, for recording his statement. Thereafter, he was arrested and produced before the Colombo Fort Magistrates Court. The police have filed three charges against the 76-year-old leader, including two counts under Sri Lanka's Penal Code and one count under Public Properties Act. And this matter, it deals with a 2023 trip to London, where Mr. Wickremesinghe attended the PhD graduation of his wife, and the expenses of about $50,000 in state funds were spent on airfare, accommodation and other related costs. Anuja.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Farooqi, for the updates. China's ambassador to India, Xu Feihong, yesterday said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to Tianjin for the SEO summit will give a fresh impetus to bilateral ties and will be an important event for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Speaking on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Xu said a joint working group from China and India is working hard to make the visit successful. Xu recalled the recent visit of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to New Delhi, during which Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India will continue to work to advance gender parity, foster inclusive leadership and create a world where peace thrives. Mr. Singh said this while interacting with the Global Women Peacekeepers, taking part in the UN Women Military Officers course in New Delhi. Highlighting the government's commitment, the minister said that India has been a strong supporter of women's participation and their integration into missions and initiatives such as the UN Women Military Officers Course. Mr. Singh further added that the government is strengthening policies to encourage women's participation in armed forces and peacekeeping contingents to ensure equal opportunities for them to lead and serve. The minister described the presence of officers from 15 countries as a reflection of a microcosm of the UN and its enduring spirit of unity and cooperation.
We continue to take concrete steps to bridge gender gaps. Through initiatives like this course, we prepare women officers for complex peacekeeping environments. And we are also strengthening policy to encourage women's participation in our armed forces and peacekeeping contingents, ensuring they have equal opportunity to lead and share.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Japan from 29 to the 30th of this month to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan Shigeru Ishiba. During the visit, the two prime ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense, security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st September 2025 to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. S&P Global Ratings, in its report today, observed that the macroeconomic impact of the U.S. tariff hike of 50% would be cushioned by the large size of India's domestic market. The report has forecasted that the impact of the tariff hike would hit Indian corporates unevenly. It further observes that labor-intensive textiles, gems and jewelry segment is expected to see only a moderate impact. Pharmaceuticals, smartphones and steel are currently relatively insulated because of exemptions, existing tariffs and strong domestic demand, according to the report. The Voice of Pakistan Minority, a leading minority rights group, has raised serious concerns over the escalating violence and systematic persecution of religious minorities in Pakistan, citing a latest report by the Washington-based Center for the Study of Organized Hate. The minority rights group warned that Christians, Hindus, Ahmadiyyas, Sikhs and others continue to face increasing marginalization, targeted attacks and social exclusion under the country's prevailing religious intolerance. They asserted that central to this persecution is Pakistan's controversial blasphemy law, which has been widely misused to intimidate, settle personal disputes or extort money. It added that accusations alone, whether true or fabricated, are often enough to spark mob violence against religious minorities in the country. Pakistan's Karachi residents staged protests after enduring a power outage lasting over 50 hours. Karachi's neighborhoods, including Amirabad, Bustan Society, University Road and Tipu Sultan Road, faced continuous electricity and water supply disruptions since Tuesday afternoon. India and Bangladesh will hold the 56th Director General Level Border Talks in Dhaka from August 25 to 28. The Border Security Force and its Bangladesh counterpart Border Guard Bangladesh hold the DG Level Border Coordination Conference twice in a year, with either side alternatively travelling to New Delhi and Dhaka. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle, AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. At least 24 people were injured when a passenger bus collided with a truck in Afghanistan's northern Baghlan province last night. The accident occurred on the Kabul-Mazar-i-Sharif highway, with several victims in critical condition. All injured were taken to a hospital in Pule Khumri. This is the second major accident this week, following a deadly crash in Herat that killed 79 people. Road safety remains a critical issue in Afghanistan, where poor infrastructure and reckless driving contribute to frequent, often fatal accidents. India's foreign exchange reserves rose around $1.5 billion, reaching $695.1 billion in the week ending on the 15th of August, according to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India. During the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, increased by over $1.9 billion to $585.9 billion. Indian Olympian Ilavanil Valarivan continued her impressive form by clinching the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. She showcased an impressive display of composure in the final, shooting a formidable score of 253.6 points. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Former Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe arrested on allegations of misusing public funds. China's ambassador to India, Xu Feihong, expresses hope that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's forthcoming visit to SCO summit will give fresh impetus to Indo-China bilateral ties. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assures India's support for UN efforts on gender parity and world peace. And leading minority rights group of Pakistan raises serious concerns over systematic persecution of religious minorities in the country. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.